Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday edition. It is the fifth day of January 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Larry Silverstein has now gone public, at least through the government he has, with a ridiculously simple and flimsy excuse for his statements on PBS television about giving the order to have the building pulled, which is the demolition definition or terminology for imploding or a controlled demolition. The controlled destruction of a building. So coming up in this hour, I am going to play the clip of Silverstein, the infamous clip. We're going to also play from the same documentary, clips where it shows them demolishing other buildings later that had not completely imploded, and as they blow them up, they say, getting ready to pull building six. That's what the individual, the head demolition foreman actually says on the video. So in the documentary, it's all about destroying buildings and all about how Tower 1 and 2 and 7 fell that day and then how they demolished the other building. So here's Silverstein saying, we pulled the building, and then it cuts next to somebody going, getting ready to pull number 6. And then millions of dollars of ads were run in New York saying, answer the question, Silverstein, and he wouldn't, and I probably called his office 20 times. And, of course, Building 7, clearly from all the video, was blown up. You see the ejection ports. You see the blast points, you see the squibs as they're called, the little ejections of gas and dust, as right on the girder support points where they hook into the superstructure, it was like clockwork. It was like watching a hotel get blown up in Las Vegas. So just amazing. We're going to go back over this, but I'll tell you what he has to say. And he has done this through one of the surrogate groups in the executive branch of the federal government that has been actively demonizing myself and many others in the past. Silverstein answers WTC7 building charges, says pull it meant to evacuate firefighters, but there were no firefighters in the building. FEMA's own report says that. Even Popular Mechanics' own hit piece against us says that. The New York Fire Department says that. That they had been out since Giuliani was told to evacuate in the morning because, quote, the towers are going to come down. Oh, by the way, I told you, Scott, to pull the three clips of Silverstein saying blow it, pull it, and then the same documentary describing pull it as meaning demolition, and then Dan Rather saying looks like dynamite to bring the building down. See if that in that whole plethora of clips you've got, see if you can find, it's been a while, probably 6 months since we played this. There's also Giuliani. And if you go to our WTC7 section on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and our whole analysis page, which is, I don't know, there's probably about 75 links on there to audio and video, and firefighters saying bombs are in there. See if you can find that clip where it's Giuliani talking about getting the warning to leave the building. Oh, yeah, and find the edited clip we've got. We have to edit it. It's got a lot of profanity on it. You can go to the website and watch the unedited profanity-laced one if you'd like, but we have to follow some rules here, or at least we try to. But only the F-words and S-words have been cut out to protect the innocent. Find the one with the firefighters going, it was like they had detonators. Boom, boom, boom. So we'll get into this. There's a bunch of other big news. Obviously, Ariel Sharon hanging on by his fingernails to life. And so much more. When we get back on the other side of this quick break, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm sure a lot of you have heard the fake conservative neocon talk shows out there talking about how yesterday in France, hundreds of French commuters on a train had a large gang of North African hoodlums robbing them and attempting to rape them. And this was all caught on tape, of course, and the big police state, France, can't keep their citizens safe, and they predominantly confiscated their guns. I mean, imagine in a free society with a concealed carry. Here in Texas, if you went on a train and started trying to rape people, I mean, guaranteed you'd get your head blown off real fast if there wasn't already police on board that train. But now the neocons can get up on the radio and say, see, all Muslims want to kill us. They want to attack us. They're out to get us. This is absolute proof of a total jihad. They're all evil. They all want to take over. They all want to destroy America. Well, okay, let's just say that's true. It's not true, but let's just say it's true. Then I don't want to hear about how we got to stay behind the war in Iraq and how we got to beat them over there instead of over here and how they're this ultimate threat when Bush is bringing in record levels of Middle Eastern and Central Asian immigrants to this country, both low-tech and high-tech, record levels. Now, Now, quite frankly, to get down to brass tacks on this situation, there are some Muslim groups that really do want a jihad, that really do want to, quote, take over the world and proselytize. But at the same time, even most, quote, Muslim nations allow and leave Christians and Jews alone. Take Iran, a huge Jewish population, huge Christian population. They've even got Zoroastrians, an ancient dog-worshipping and star-worshipping cult. I'm not kidding. That's what they worship. And I guess there's worse things to worship. I'm being sarcastic. I like dogs, but I sure wouldn't worship them. I digressed. The point is that by going into Iraq, that certainly does lend credence and stir up the radical elements of Islam. And at the same time, our own government, and I had a former CIA commander on yesterday who led CIA operations in Afghanistan, folks, Mr. Brinson. And he admitted that our government helped radicalize Islam in the 50s and 60s. He admitted our government carried out terrorist attacks to blame it on leaders of Islamic countries that were not Islamicist, who were really pro-Western. Now, I talked about Mossadegh and how our government carried out terror bombings to blame it on him. And the CIA commander, that's what MSNBC calls him, said, yes, it's true. So this threat, whether it's real or manufactured or partially manufactured, and still there's some real threat there, it's only being exacerbated. You see, the very people that get on the air, I heard Neil Bortz driving in this morning, the very people that get on the air and say, all the Muslims want to kill us, it's a jihad, we got to get them. I mean, he was actually saying that. But he'll never go further and say, oh, by the way, Bush is a piece of filth for having our borders totally wide open and bringing in record levels of immigrants from every corner of the planet. Or that Bush has openly ordered our own intelligence agencies and the CIA and FBI. I mean, there's hundreds of articles about this, scores of instances of it. It's been covered from every angle to, quote, leave the Al-Qaeda network alone, to, you're the dean of the Defense Language School. You don't like it that you're training people that you think are terrorists. Well, they're government operatives, and you're going to give them the top secret training, Muhammad Atta and others. I mean, that's the Defense Language School dean, Monterey, California, teaching classes, complaining before quietly and then after and saying in the newspaper and the San Jose Mercury News that, quote, our government was behind 9/11. And remember, you never heard from him again. And the same terrorists, who were really government agents, were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. They were trained in many other different forms of espionage when they were trying to come back into the U.S. and the U.S. embassies were trying to block them from their Malaysian and other summits in Saudi Arabia. The heads of the embassies, we've interviewed several of them, were told, leave them alone. These are government operatives. It's their cover that they're terrorists. So we have it in concrete that even the supposed hijackers were clearly trained U.S. spies of criminal elements that are in control of our government. And so when you hear about Muslim gangs on a train after a month-long orgy of burning and beating people up, and it was racial, it was sectarian. That's how humans operate. I mean, that's what happens. That's why throughout history, on average, people who a bunch of different groups of people don't get along with each other. I mean, there are even revolutions in Mexico between the different states. They don't even get along down there. I mean, look at four different groups of white people killing each other in the Balkans. This is the way it is. It's the way it's always been. Empires try to use sports and other events as false unifiers to get cities to unify, no matter what color the people are in the city, you know, behind the horns or behind the Trojans. And Caesar wrote about it. The Romans openly talked about it. That the Greek philosophers discussed it. It was part of the mechanism of government when you had a big unwieldy empire to use sports as a false unifier. I mean, it's not even I'm against the Rose Bowl or UT's fabulous win yesterday in and of itself. It's just that I know it is a psychological tool of control. And last night, well, before I get into the Rose Bowl, let me just go back and what happened in downtown Austin last night that I was a witness to, unfortunately. It was just total bedlam. Back to the Michael Savages and the Bortzes of the world. They'll tell you all about the Muslims and then tell you the solution is going over there and attacking their countries and killing them and going after them. Well, there's several problems with that on the surface. But then they leave out of the equation, half of the equation or more, that our own government has helped radicalize the Muslims, helped put them into power, the more radical elements, and helped stir them up and is bringing them in at record levels. So on its face, it's a fraud. And then we look at Iraq. We look at Iraq with Saddam Hussein, who was a secular leader, where had more freedom for Christians and Jews and other groups than any other country in the Middle East or Central Asia. Just absolute freedom compared to other countries. 60% back in 1990 numbers of the people graduating were women, including doctors. And now look at it. And that was the Israeli plan in 1983. It's been in the Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. We've written articles about it. We've covered it here. Israel said the plan is to have the Americans go in, break it up in three or four different parts, and have different Islamicist sects over different sectors. Have the Kurds, have the Shiites, maybe have two different groups of Shiites, have the Sunnis, and then have a weak central government and just control the pipelines in the region and then use it as a military base to invade Iran and Syria. And then you read the PNAC documents of 2000, that particular Rebuilding America's Defenses September 19th document, September 20th, excuse me. Didn't get enough sleep last night. And when you read it, it says the exact same thing. When you read Brzezinski, the same thing. Because it's all going off the same playbook. And then you realize that, I mean, they're putting the burqas on the women right now in Iraq. I mean, they're stoning the women again because she talked to a guy on the street. They are killing the women. They are the most radical elements are taking over, and our government just thinks it's absolutely wonderful. Folks, it was all designed. And, oh, you don't believe me? Just type P2, that's just the letter P, and then the number 2, not T-W-O, just P, the number 2, O-G. P-2-O-G. And you'll get UPI, AP, Pentagon documents. You'll get it all. Where they say Rumsfeld has $6 billion a year funded to actually create terrorists and to stir them up and to kill innocent Muslims to get them to attack us. That's their one big desire, other than confiscating our guns here domestically and bankrupting us and taking our pension funds. That's all. That's the big plan. And you'll soon get to enjoy that. Don't worry. It'll be right in front of your eyeballs. You can deny it all day. You can run, but you can't hide. You will be raped by the New World Order, and then you will wake up, and you will fight them, and we will beat them, you see. But you can deny reality all day and stick your head in the Rose Bowl. It isn't going away. And really, then, that's why I got upset last night. I got off TV about 9, did some work at the studio till about 10. A friend of mine is moving to Los Angeles, plus we had some business to discuss. So I was up in his high-rise apartment with he and his girlfriend, helping him move some heavier stuff that she couldn't help him move. And I'm up there, and he's a Hollywood producer, he's a pronounceable penthouse. And I'm up there moving the stuff around with him. He's just getting ready for the movers that are coming in a couple days. Why does that even matter? Why do I always tell stories in so much detail? And I'm up there, and it's midnight, and UT wins. And we went up on the roof and watched it. And it was very interesting, and I will describe to you what the people were doing and why it was so upsetting to me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
All right, what's coming up is I'm going to play this David Letterman piece where he attacks Bill O'Reilly. And frankly, this is a total shell operation. I mean, David Letterman, who I happen to like, by the way, I think he's very talented, very funny guy, still is not in the position as the most powerful comedian in America with the biggest audience for one of those nightly shows, late shows, out there because he's stupid. And so he attacks O'Reilly, but creates a false paradigm and really shifts people into a controlled box. And so he may be doing it on purpose, I tend to think he is, or at the same time he may just be regurgitating the false political map that he's been given through the mainstream news. But it's also somewhat entertaining And O'Reilly was squirming in his chair. He's such a bully. I mean, I've seen him scream at people on Fox television on clips I see on the web where if somebody argues with him, well, Donahue, you just shut up, or I'll kick you out of here right now. I mean, if he can't debate you, he'll talk over you and just shut your microphone off. I mean, you think I'm bad sometimes when I'm debating somebody where they get like 40% of the time and I get 60. Oh, no, no. You might get 5%. You know, the time that Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff that was suing the government for involvement in 9/11, back before it was popular and cool 3 years ago, you can see a clip of that in Masters of Terror, one of my better films. He's on Hannity and Combs, and Hannity would not let him talk. I mean, Hannity talked the entire time. He literally couldn't get three words out edgewise, and he put a clip of that in the film. But I'm already digressing. We'll cover all that and get into the latest major Larry Silverstein developments concerning the controlled demolition of Building 7 and Tower 1 and 2. He's now finally 3 years into our expose of him trying to spin it. He's gone into overdrive, working with the State Department of all groups. But before we do that, last night I was helping a friend move, and he lives downtown. And so, and quite frankly, the game was on in the background. And just because there's such mindless worship of UT and because it's such a distraction, I was jokingly rooting for USC. But we had it on in the background, and you know, we were talking shop, talking about the New World Order, talking about mind control. And then the game ended. And within about 2 minutes, you started hearing beep, 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 and started hearing a roar. And his place is down on 8th Street. 6th Street is right by it. There was screaming, yelling, honking going on there all around the building. And he had big windows. We had them open, looking down onto the crowd, started massing on every major downtown street. And then we saw the UT Tower up north from him, just about a mile, half mile or so, turn orange. And I call it the Tower of Death. It's a Masonic-style tower, but also it's where, back in the early 60s, the famous Marine Corps sniper went up there and shot a whole bunch of people. So I call it the Tower of Death, Sirith Ungol. And so it turned red, and as they do whenever there's a championship one, and then you could hear the screaming from a mile away, much louder than the screaming right down below. And then for about another 30 minutes... And I left and drove home. I was done helping him pack, and I'm driving home, having to navigate the screaming, the yelling, and the hook'em horns, and they were running through the streets as I was walking to the parking meter in my car, and they were doing hook'em horns, and I wouldn't hook'em horns back, and they looked crazed and didn't know why, just right running past me mindlessly. And then I thought about when Andrew Jackson beat the British, beat Lord Wellington's force that had never been defeated, not by Napoleon, not by the Indians of India, not by any force. I mean, Lord Wellington had beaten numbers 3, 4, 5, in some cases, in one battle in India, about, 10 times his number. I said on TV last night, 6 times, actually 10 times, I looked it up. And, modern army with German commanders with bigger cannons than he had. Well, they came to meet Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory, Brigadier General Jackson. The country song calls him Colonel Jackson, but that was his nickname. He was a brigadier general by then. And the people did come out and yell and scream and beat drums and celebrate all over the country when we won a major victory against those that wanted to enslave us. I mean, but no, you'll never hear that. You'll never see that. You'll never see... I mean, listen, if we threw the Federal Reserve out, if the people knew what was good for them and what to celebrate, there should be 10 days of celebration and rolling around screaming in delight on the ground. But because that would be real. That would be a real victory. But we have this surrogate warfare, this surrogate tribalism that just isn't real. It's just hot air. And I just see people so just... I can die happy now. My horns won. Meanwhile, the government's kidnapping children and putting them in slave camps, and it's public, and nobody wants to help them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and shortwave radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Central Standard Time, it's the Genesis Communications Radio Network, often imitated, never duplicated by carpetbaggers down here in Central Texas, but this is the real deal, the real McCoy, telling it like it is, getting the word out. I am so excited. In fact, next week, they've got to give me a list of all the new affiliates. There's a whole bunch of them, just all over the place, Southern California, Southern Arizona, Southern Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas. That's a big town. Another station in Illinois, another station in Missouri. Just, we're getting a lot of new affiliates right now, and it's really exciting. And the stations just get bigger and bigger and better, because what we're talking about is just getting more and more mainstream. I mean, you tune in 5 years ago, and Alex Jones is talking about the NSA spying on you and FEMA camps and torture and how they're training the military to torture and how they're training to confiscate your guns. And now it's really just becoming accepted and mainstream. So, in a way, as the New World Order gets more and more along in its plans, it's easier for us to wake people up. I mean, frankly, I don't like being a trailblazer. I wish we were not in this position. But now that the enemy's showing their hand, it's getting a lot easier. The scary things we talk about are public enough now that it's more and more kosher to carry this broadcast We're going to play this David Letterman clip from two nights ago here in just a minute or so, and then I'll get into Larry Silverstein and some big new developments there, and then also some great news in New Hampshire. They're about to pass a law, it's been introduced, looks like it will probably pass, banning gun confiscation, banning illegal search and seizure during disasters and saying that it's a felony. Now, really, it's already on the books that it's a felony. It's like these politicians don't know what the laws are, but simply that New Hampshire, by the way, I saw an article, Arizona's talking about reintroducing that law from 5 years ago where, quote, if the government begins gun confiscations or declares a new world order, they'll secede. Well, that's now being brought forward again. So a lot of different things are happening right now, so that's some good news as well. And we do have a former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, Michael Badnarik, joining us in studio coming up in about 25 minutes. And then in the third hour, we are working on getting one of those state reps on from New Hampshire fighting the gun confiscation. You see, in the past, we told you they were coming for your guns, and now there's legislatures introducing laws to stop the feds from taking your guns. You see, that's how real the threat is. This is really what they're training to do. You don't think they train the military and tell them it's for America over and over again for decades for nothing, do you? I mean, really, while you're busy worried about Muslims, you know, Nosferatu-ing you, meanwhile, the New World Order is the real threat, ladies and gentlemen. But we will get more into that. Now, listen to this clip we're about to play of David Letterman and Bill O'Reilly two nights ago. Listen to it carefully, because you think that David Letterman is attacking O'Reilly, and he certainly stands up to the arrogant sop, who, again, is not a conservative, folks, and is very dishonest. That's been proven, extremely so, and a bully to boot. And he thinks that SUVs should be banned, or there should be a tax on them, and that all militia members should be put in camps. So, I mean, I've heard him, I've seen him say it, so I'm tired of hearing it. Basically, he speaks at a very low-grade moron level, and he acts very confident, so that fools a lot of people. I'd love to get on his show. I'd clean his clock, guaranteed. He'd shut my mic off and kick me out, because he just likes getting little wimps on there that he can berate and bully. But I digress. We're about to play this clip. In this clip, and go ahead and pot that down for a second. We're not going to play it quite yet. But in this clip, you will notice that he says, well, I know we got to support the troops. Well, I agree with that. But what does supporting them mean? Good medical care, getting them out of a bad situation, making them wear protective gear around DU, not giving them deadly vaccines. You know, that's just a simple term. Supporting the troops now means supporting a criminal, lying government, feeding them into a meat grinder. So then he attaches supporting the troops with, we're going to be there for many, many years. What country has this government ever invaded that we ever leave? The Philippines, Japan, Germany. We're in, what, 122 or 120, depending on current deployments. But it hovers right around 120 or so countries. And you know, I say we never leave. It's really not we. It's the New World Order really never leaves. And it's a joke. I mean, this is global empire, and it's not for our interest. We're losing our jobs. We're losing our industrial base. They're jacking up our taxes on 100 fronts while cutting one tax for smoke and mirrors. You know, what America is evaporating. We're being sucked dry like a spider sucks a big fat caterpillar dry. The New World Order police state is just the spinnerets of the spider tying us down, and so now they've kind of anesthetized us, given us the sleeping potion. You know, a spider, most species of spiders actually just stun their prey and then get them tied up, and then they let them kind of ferment, then they kill them, and then they let them kind of rot a little bit and let their enzymes seep through the tissue, so it's all one delicious kind of Capri Sun drink, kind of like putting a straw in, you know, one of those little packets. And so see, now they've got us all, they've sanguinated us, but not completely. The sucking of the fluids is now beginning, and some people are seeing the spider for what it is. They're going, wait a minute, that spider's got fancy PR, but it's still a spider. Do you really want me to do the spider imitation? But so He then talks about how, I'm against you, O'Reilly, but we do need to be there for years and years. So see, that's a hollow victory. And that's what the Democrats do. Well, you're an idiot how you handled this, Bush, but I agree. We should be there for another 10 years, and we should go into Iran. That's liberal. But it is fun to see O'Reilly get put in his place, though Letterman did it in a more gentlemanly fashion because he's obviously got about five times the intellect of Mr. Bully Boy. And then he makes this comment about how, I'm sure you're smarter than I am, but it just seems to me you're about 60% of what you say is baloney. So go ahead and roll that clip. This is Letterman and with O'Reilly. Do we have the clip now? Okay. You know, you gotta love computers, folks. Well, we didn't download it. Are we just attempting to stream it? We actually have computers that were designed by Mr. Watson, the founder of IBM. We have computers that were used in the 1940s. I'm being sarcastic. Okay, now we'll try again. Here it is.
Thing. The soldiers and Marines are noble. They're not terrorists, and when people call them that, like Cindy Sheehan called the insurgents freedom fighters, we don't like that. It is a vitally important time in American history, and we should all take it very seriously. Be very careful with what we say.
Well, and you should be very careful with what you say also.
Give me an example.
How can you possibly take exception with the motivation and the position of someone like Cindy Sheehan?
Because I believe she's run by far left elements in this country. I feel bad for the woman.
Have you lost family members in armed conflict?
No, I have not.
Well, then you can hardly speak for her, can you?
All right. I'm not speaking for her. Let me ask you this question.
Let's go back to your little
wait.
Stories.
This is important. This is important. Cindy Sheehan lost a son, a professional soldier in Iraq, correct? She has a right to grieve any way she wants. She has a right to say whatever she wants. When she says to the public that the insurgents and terrorists are freedom fighters, how do you think, David Letterman, that makes people who've lost loved ones by these people blowing the hell out of them, how do you think they feel? What about their feelings, sir?
Well, what about, why are we there in the first place?
We're there.
The president himself, less than a month ago, said we are there because of a mistake made in intelligence. Well, whose intelligence? Was it just somebody got off a bus and handed it to him?
No, it was
with the intelligence gathered by his administration.
By the CIA.
Yeah. So why are we there in the first place? Well, I agree with you that we have to support the troops. They are there. They are the best and the brightest of this country. There's no doubt about that. And I also agree that now we're in it, it's going to take a long, long time. People who expect it to be solved and wrapped up in a couple of years, unrealistic. It's not going to happen. However, that does not eliminate the legitimate speculation and concern and questioning of why the hell are we there to begin with?
If you want to question that and then revamp an intelligence agency that's obviously flawed, the CIA, okay? But remember, MI6 in Britain said the same thing. Putin's people in Russia said the same thing, and so did Mubarak's intelligence agency in Egypt.
Well, that makes it all right?
The intelligence across the board makes it all right?
I'm very concerned about people like yourself who don't have nothing but endless sympathy for a woman like Cindy Sheehan. Honest to Christ.
No, I'm sorry.
Honest to Christ.
No way. No way you're gonna get me... No way that a terrorist who blows up women
Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have a son the same age as yours. No way a terrorist who blows up women and children is going to be called a freedom fighter on my program.
I'm not smart enough to debate you point to point on this, but I have the feeling.
We can about that with the cat.
I have the feeling about 60% of what you say is crap.
Okay, so we're done with that clip. Now, if you listen to that clip, you notice that They talk about mistakes at the CIA. They talk about how it was the CIA that did it. Number one, Dick Cheney made, 12 trips to the CIA? Never before happened. I mean, the vice president might visit the CIA once during administration for a press conference or to thank them. But I mean, he was there and openly ordering them to produce false intelligence. That's part of the public record. Again, that is not debatable. And they wouldn't do it, so they created their own little intelligence group within the CIA that reported to the vice president, and they had another group reporting, a group of neocons, intimately connected with war profiteering in the Pentagon, who would all basically get told what to say by Dick Cheney and the indicted Scooter Libby, and then they would then churn that back out to the media. So number one, the CIA lied on purpose. Number two, it wasn't the general CIA that did it, but a compartmentalized group of shysters. And so that's a fraud right there. And then, you notice Letterman says we got to stay there for a long, long time. And then he says that Cindy Sheehan says she loves the terrorist. Well, who are the terrorists? I mean, is somebody who doesn't want to be occupied, who is simply fighting tanks with a rifle, is he a terrorist? Okay. Is somebody who actually blows up a group of Iraqi soldiers and then kills some women, are they a terrorist? I would say, yeah, that's terrorizing. That's evil form of warfare. But what do you think we did to Dresden? What do you think we did to Hiroshima and Nagasaki? What do you think those jets and helicopters do right now? I mean, it's over 100,000 dead Iraqis just since this conflict. But when that happens, oh, it's collateral damage. It's not terrorism. All she said is that compared to the numbers of dead in America, that this regime is terrorizing Iraq. And Iraq is under terror. More torture, more rape rooms than Saddam ever dreamed of. More dead, more power being off, universities shut down, rationing of food. Everything. Everything. It's massive. So, I mean, by every indice, by every indicator, it is worse. It is not better. So, I could make a lot of other points about this, but I'm not going to because we are short on time. We got a guest coming up here. Let's get into Larry Silverstein right now. This is a great article written by Paul Joseph Watson. Silverstein answers WTC Building 7 charges. Says Pullet meant to evacuate firefighters, but there were no firefighters in the building. After nearly 2 years of steadfast silence, Silverstein Properties have finally responded to questions about what Larry Silverstein meant when he told PBS documentary that WTC 7 building was pulled in the late afternoon of September 11, 2001. Building 7 occupied a city block immediately north of the World Trade Center complex. Photos taken minutes before its collapse showed small fires on two or three floors. Building 7 became only the third steel building in history before or since 9/11 to collapse from fire damage. The other two were the north and south towers of the World Trade Center. Any building that was not owned by Silverstein Properties strangely remained upright. Photo and video evidence of the collapse shows classic indications of how a controlled demolition, the standard crimp in the center left top of the building, and the subsequent squibs of smoke as it collapses clearly represent explosive demolition. Classic, beautiful demolition. I mean, most controlled demolitions that are public, they don't do it this well. Tiny pile, the building fell inward on itself, didn't damage buildings 25 feet away. I've been there, folks. It's amazing the good job the government did. Even Dan Rather, commenting on the collapse, we have all these clips coming up, for CBS News, said that the collapse was reminiscent of those pictures we all saw too much of on television before, where a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down. And then you can also click on the website for about a 30-minute analysis I did personally of it on TV. Questions about the highly suspicious nature of the building collapse remained comparatively mute until January 04, when PBS documentary America Rebuilds, originally broadcast in September 02, received attention across the Internet. The documentary was made infamous for one comment made by Larry Silverstein on the subject of 911. Silverstein states, "I remember getting a call from the Ur Fire Department telling me that they were not sure they could save the building, were going to be able to contain the fire, and I said..." That's a misquote. Why read it? We can just play the clip. We'll play it when we get back. And then the next clip is that we know that pull it means to bring down a building, because we have a clip from the same show where a month later they're destroying the buildings that didn't collapse or fall, and they go, getting ready to pull building six, and then it cuts to a guy going, when we destroy a building with a controlled demolition, we do this, and he explains that that's what pull it means. But, you know, I'm trying to hurry through this, and I'm going to end up not having time to do it because we have a guest coming up, but let me just attempt to here. For the following year and a half, the Internet Alternative Talk Radio was aflame with talk of Building 7 Silverstein's apparent admission. For many, it is now the central issue of 9/11. In June of 2005, this website reported Silverstein's only response to date. It was an ambiguous comment made to the New York Post journalist Sam Smith. Silverstein told Smith that he meant something else by "pull-it" comment, but mysteriously refused to elaborate any further. Silverstein Properties has finally provided a detailed explanation of what Silverstein meant about Building 7 being pulled. We'll tell you about that when we get back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to have Michael Bagnarek, who had a really good campaign against the Republican-Democratic candidates as a presidential candidate back in the 2004 election. He's running against Michael McCaul, the dark horse who appeared out of Tom DeLay's bizarre redistricting and won here in Austin, Texas, and in his the rest of his district stretching up into Williamson County and south of us. And I certainly will be supporting Michael Bagnarek against Mr. Michael McCaul. So that is really exciting. He'll be with us for the full next hour. But I'm going to get him to talk about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for people that don't know. I mean, he's really an expert on that. And I think that's more of a compelling reason to vote for him than to hear all of his policies here locally. I mean, if you're a constitutionalist, then you know automatically that they're going to follow the right policy. But we'll give Michael Bagnarik a chance to talk about some of that as well. But it'd be good to have another Ron Paul up there in Congress. That would be, you know, two of them from Texas, the dynamic duo. But I don't know if we'll have to see if he'd be as good as Ron Paul. But I'd take something you know, close to Ron Paul. Would be wonderful. Of course, Ron Paul, a guest with us monthly here on the air. Larry Silverstein has now responded. He has finally after years of not talking, come out. And Silverstein Properties are now saying, through the State Department, the same group that's demonized this show and others on this network, as part of their pathetic efforts to debunk 9/11 research, has posted the response from Silverstein's spokesperson, Dara McQuillan, on its website. It reads as follows. 7 World Trade Center collapsed at 5:20 p.m. on September 11, 2001, after burning for 7 hours. There were no serious casualties, thanks to the heroism of the fire department and the work of Silverstein Properties employees, who evacuated tenants from the building. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, conducted a thorough investigation of the collapse of all the World Trade Center buildings. The FEMA report concluded that the collapse of World Trade Center 7 was a direct result of fires triggered by debris from the World Trade Center Tower 1. We'll break that down in the third hour and disprove all of that. We're going to go back into this in the third hour. In the afternoon of September 11th, Mr. Silverstein spoke to the fire department commander on the site of 7 World Trade Center. The commander told Mr. Silverstein that there were several firefighters in the building working to contain the fires. Mr. Silverstein expressed his view that the most important thing was to protect the safety of those firefighters, including, if necessary, to have them withdrawn from the building. Later in the day, the fire commander ordered his firefighters out of the building. At 5:20 p.m., the building collapsed. No lives were lost at 7 World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. The State Department website then comments, as noted above, Mr. Silverstein was recounting these events for a television documentary. He stated, "I said, you know, we had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it." Mr. McQuillan has stated that by it, Mr. Silverstein meant the contingent of firefighters remaining in the building. The insurmountable problem with this explanation of Silverstein's statement is that there was no firefighters inside WTC-7. Dr. Sham Sunder of the National Institutes of Standards and Technologies, NIST, which investigated the collapse of WTC-7, is quoted by Popular Mechanics in their own hit piece against us as saying there were no firefighters in WTC-7. The FEMA report on the collapse of May 2002 also says about WTC-7 collapse, no manual firefighting operations were taken by the FBI ever, period. And it's got a bunch of other quotes here. It just goes on and on. It's just total baloney. But before we end this hour, play the Silverstein clip, please. Play him saying, "We gave the order to pull it."
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
And when we come back, we will play the clip of Dan Rather saying it looked like bombs, and we'll play the clip in the very documentary where they say pull it means blowing a building up. Then we'll come back after news and have Michael Bagnarik on.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.